With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump trying to close a deal to stop the bloodshed in Ukraine says he'll talk tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
Citing his administration's work to end the Russia-Ukraine war, the president said he will talk to Putin and that maybe they will have something to announce. Russia invaded Ukraine more than 3 years ago, prompting the U.S. and European allies to help Ukraine defend itself. But since taking office, Donald Trump has aligned himself more with Russia and embraced Putin's hardline stance toward Ukraine's president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump's poll numbers are soaring. In an NBC News poll, Mr. Trump enjoys the highest job approval rating he's ever had. And more registered voters think the country is headed in the right direction than at any point since way back in 2004. Build the wall, the Trump administration putting the pedal to the metal on that long-delayed project aimed at securing the border with Mexico.
A construction company is awarded roughly $70 million by U.S. Customs and Border Protection to expand the wall on the southern border. California-based Granite Construction Company has been contracted to build 7 more miles of the wall in Hidalgo County, Texas. The contract was announced by Border Patrol Saturday, saying its goal is to close critical openings in the wall built during President Trump's first term. Funding for the border wall program was frozen by Joe Biden when he took office. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, forecasters warn of powerful winds today from Florida to New Jersey. Potentially flooding rains are possible across the Northeast. Retail sales rose up 0.2% last month. That followed a 1.2% drop in sales in January. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 212 points, the NASDAQ down 21. This is SRN News. Another victory for religious freedom.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, "I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration wants U.N. agencies that receive or disperse U.S. funding to explain what they are spending it on. A questionnaire has been sent to the agencies. It includes questions about a wide range of issues, including whether they provide any abortion-related services or do work on DEI or so-called gender ideology issues. It's the latest effort by President Trump to root out waste, fraud, and abuse in the federal government. This is SRN News. An AI backlash in healthcare.
Hospitals are increasingly using AI assistants to handle scheduling and even patient questions about surgeries. But some nursing unions are pushing back. Michelle Mahan of National Nurses United says hospitals have been waiting for the moment when they have something that appears to have enough legitimacy to replace nurses. Mahan's group, the largest nursing union in the U.S., has helped organize more than 20 demonstrations at hospitals across the country, pushing for the right to have say in how AI can be used. I'm Donna Water.
St. Patrick's Day being marked in cities across the country with parades and celebrations. New York City hosting one of the largest and oldest parades in the U.S. Stepping off today along Manhattan's famed Fifth Avenue, some 150 participants also expected to attract 2 million spectators. More details at SRNNews.com.